Mike Trotsky is the co-founder of Sproutbox, the CEO of Cheddar, and an organizer of the Combine, an annual innovators and entrepreneurs conference here in Bloomington. A young, ambitious business person who's doing his part to spur the transformation of the Bloomington area from a high-tech investor's desert to a lush landscape where starters and investors can thrive. Trotsky is a Bloomington innovator. He joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest this week in the studio, a fella named Mike Trotsky. I'll tell you what Mike Trotsky is. He's a gardener. His seeds are high-tech companies, and he waters and nourishes them with cash from venture capitalists. What do you think of that, Mike?
I think that's a pretty decent analogy, particularly given that our name is Sproutbox.
Yeah.
We definitely think of the companies that we're growing as sprouts is what we call them, right?
And right.
So, we're trying to get them from, you know, just barely popping out of the soil up to where they're a big, beautiful a plant that hopefully can provide nourishment and oxygen for all of Bloomington and the Midwest.
Now, one thing that you do is you look for outside companies and try to match them up with venture capitalists.
Well, to some extent, though, more recently I've become, you know, the hunter in the sense that I've joined one of the companies as CEO and have now gone out and tried to raise capital ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So part of the Sproutbox model was acknowledging that it was difficult to find investment here in Indiana in particular,
uh-huh.
that we just don't have a developed ecosystem with regard to that. And so we built Sproutbox as a way for companies to potentially not require additional investment, or we could get them from idea stage to on the market generating revenue. And then they didn't have to raise money to survive, they could just raise money for growth potentially. But you know, we're also trying to build that ecosystem up and get a lot more activity and actually have an investment network that exists in Indiana. But to sort of kickstart that, one of my main goals was to figure out and to build something that could attract outside capital into Bloomington. So we really focused on trying to raise capital from established institutional venture capital funds that, you know, wasn't just individuals, which is what most fundraising in Bloomington has been, from firms that look at the quality of the business more than the relationship with the founder,
mm-hmm.
and like really leverage those to begin making investments in Bloomington. And so I joined Cheddar to help grow that and to make that happen with Cheddar. And that was one of the first times we've had, you know, significant round of institutional capital come into Bloomington. And I hope there's a ton more of that.
Now, I'm under the impression that Cheddar is an outfit that specializes in variable monthly or usage-based mm-hmm. billing for SaaS software mm-hmm. as a service platforms.
So it's just billing for other software companies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the simplest way to understand it. You know, we help particularly software as a service companies, which are a type of company that provide an online service through software. And are billed typically on a monthly basis or maybe an annual basis. And what we do is we just track what's happening on those platforms. So,
sort of an a la carte usage fee?
Yeah.
Is that?
So the one of the ways that we think of it is like you think about buying a water bottle and you can buy a one-time fee. It's a one-time water bottle. You can get like a subscription service that brings you, you know, the big bottle to the office every fixed
amount. So you can fill your water bottle?
And what we do is we think of ourselves as a meter for a faucet. So we allow that to just be turned on, smooth, easy usage of a platform. So in a software world, that's like, you know, how many Netflix movies you watch, maybe. It's how many. We track all the things that are happening, and then we figure out how to bill for those later.
Well, that's always bothered me. Why don't the newspapers and magazines use that same type of idea? I want to read three articles this week. I want to pay for three articles
right.
this week. Why can't I do that?
Well, and you know, like something like newspapers are trying to figure out new business models and way to operate. And one of the things that we do is by just tracking first, by having this idea of just tracking what your users are doing, and then you apply how you're going to bill for that. It's really
mm-hmm.
nice because you can start to see where your platform is providing value, what people are really using, and then figure out a pricing scheme that matches that and bills in a way that, you know, the consumer likes, and it's good for both the business and the consumer. And that's what those are the sort of things we're trying to create at Cheddar.
So the technology exists to do this kind of stuff.
With Cheddar, yeah.
With Cheddar, yeah. But do the business owners who need it do they trust it yet?
I think it's a new concept. Like, subscription billing has become more something that people are comfortable with, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, like the Netflix model where you bill something every month for something. But we haven't had the technology. We haven't had the meters, you know, to go back to the water example.
Yeah.
We haven't had the meters to really be able to see what people will do with that. And so now that you know, companies like Cheddar are allowing software companies to track what's happening and then bill for it, I think you're going to see a lot more businesses give it a shot, right? And that's what we're counting on at Cheddar.
You've got a lot going on. Not only that, you were an organizer of the Combine.
Yes, Combine's awesome.
Tell me about it. It's a conference of some sort.
Yeah, it's an entrepreneurial conference, startups. It's about the entrepreneurial spirit. So whether that be in a large corporate environment or that be, you know, with a startup company, we bring in people who have done interesting things in the world of entrepreneurship, and they share their stories. Mostly, there's a set of workshops, and then there's a single stage event. We've been fortunate to just have amazing speakers, you know, like Jimmy Wales, who created Wikipedia, or this last year we had Max Yoder, who started a company up in Indy, young guy, mm-hmm. went to IU, great example for folks to kind of see what an entrepreneurial path looks like out of Bloomington. So over the years, it's been an incredible event and a ton of fun. And I love doing it.
We're
ready for our seventh year.
That's what I was going to say. You're probably working on the next one already.
It's coming up April 5th through the 7th.
And that will be, do you know where?
I'm expecting it's going to be at the Convention Center.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Eventually, we hope for it to be in the, more close to the Certified Tech Park project, but we haven't quite gotten there yet.
You have a connection, I believe, with the Tech Park project.
Well, I've been working on trying to get that activated for quite some time. You know, we originally submitted a large-scale proposal years ago that ended up not being the way it panned out, but we're actually starting on the Dimension Mill project. Tomorrow, the board will be meeting for the first time at Dimension Mill, which is the sort of first step, a renovation of a facility, a co-working and event space that will kind of be the central hub for all of the technology-related things that are happening in Bloomington right now.
You and two friends started up a business called Resite back when you were college students?
Yeah, right. Well, right outside of college. We were an online rent payment platform. Uh-huh. We had our core product was something called the Resident Hub, where you could pay your rent online, submit service requests, meet up with other people in your like apartment community, stuff like that. We lived in the Fields apartment homes here, and were frustrated that we had to take a check over there. And we were, we were early adopters. And so all of my other bills were being paid online, and that was the only one I couldn't. So we decided to try and solve that problem. We started that in 2001, and it took us, a long time to get that built up. We sold it in 2007 and then worked there through 2008 before we started Spratbox.
Mike Trotsky, the gardener, the man with the green thumb, maybe? Mike, thanks for joining us on Big Talk.
Absolutely. Great being here.
Mike Trotsky, business and tech entrepreneur and venture capitalist, speaking with Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk. That episode of Big Talk and all other episodes of Big Talk are available online at wfhb.org. An extended episode of that interview is available online at electronpencil.com.